So, thank you very much. Originally, I was asked to more or less report on something that went on in America in December, the NSF workshop on a scholarly evaluation metrics. Now, I'm not sure how easy it is to have a very intense whole day collapsed into 10 minutes. I'll do my best. Well, basically, it was about citations and usage. I could stop here. a little bit more about citations than usage, metrics. Very positive sphere. Very, you know, people were very deeply into these things. But I have some mixed feelings about. I'll just put my cards on the table straight away. Some mixed feelings about metrics. On the one hand, I think they're useless. On the other hand, I think they're meaningless. but of course, they're also very interesting in the way that useless knowledge very often is. On the other hand, on yet another hand, I think. We all play the game. It's like football, you know. We all do it, whether or not the world is any better or not. And gaming here is not just the gaming you talked about, Greg, but it's a game we all play, and maybe it's just very good to play along with everyone else. I think that every usage of scientific literature has metrics, but I think this is also true. We use it not necessarily always for the right reasons. What came out of the meeting in Washington was this. We learned there that science is linked, and how it is linked and so on. And I think that's very interesting. We also learned that the various metrics that there are rather less linked. They are little universes in their own right. Well, who discussed these things? This is the list of rock stars, apart from that guy in the middle there, doesn't really have deserved that title. And these are the sort of topics that were discussed. As I said, very positive, very into all the details, you know, in the style of Henk just now, of all the metrics that were available and that are available and should be available and so on, including one that is not available yet, but that I feel strongly about. You know, if we are having metrics, then I think I'd rather like to have that metric as well. But before I explain what that is, or maybe I should explain this straight away. If we look at the current knowledge transfer, then we have a problem with the signal-to-noise ratio. A metaphor. This, I think, is needle transport. And there's a metaphor for publishing. This is how we publish. We transport the needles in enormous haystacks. And I think it is time that we think about the needles themselves. You know, how can we transport those? How can we make the knowledge elements in the papers available. Now, this is a way of doing that, taking the meaningful triples, the meaningful assertions out of an article and codify them in some way, semantically codifying them, and then we can add attributes to them, like who's the author, what's the institution, what's the provenance, what's the timeline, etc., etc. There's a whole list of attributes you can have, and then you can make them citable, and I think that that's very exciting. And because they are citable, I call them nano publications. They can add to the kudos you can build up as an author, as an institution, etc., as a journal. The workshop was all about impact. The impact was based on citations and usage. Though impact wasn't really defined, and maybe we should define that. But maybe we should look at first what it is that make people publish, because that is, I think, the basis of it all. The first reason why people publish is, of course, you know, the scientific record. it's very important to have to record material. I call that ages ago the minutes of science, and it's not completely out of the air. Minutes typically are written by a company and subsequently not read unless there is a problem. And I kind of see full articles like that. Importance of the record are not necessarily being read all the time. But of course, another thing is the sharing of knowledge. The information and knowledge has to be transferred. That is also a role of papers. And of course, in the ego system of science, there is of course the other role, and that is, how do I make career? And I think this is often seen as the most important impact by scientists. Now, impact, maybe we should go back to the impact. This is an old metaphor that some of you may have seen before, may have heard of before. This is the Grand Canyon, of course, and this is a feather falling in the Grand Canyon. And by the time it's done, we see that we can think of impact in this way. It's already a pretty old metaphor. And some other people have also said some pretty damning things about this impact. Incoherent and so on, make scientists into door-to-door salesmen, foot in the door and that sort of thing. I don't know, this is probably the extreme side of the spectrum. I'm not quite as cynical as that. Maybe that's not a good thing, but anyway, we have all these factors, and there are more than these. This is just a few of them that were discussed in Washington, and of course they are not necessarily only per journal; they are per topic, per individual scientist. The one that's sort of missing, although Henk referred to them, is the impact factor per institution, per lab. I think that would be a very interesting one as well. Now, the question is, and I think that's what you asked more or less, you know, is it how easy can we use these factors? And I'm not sure if it's a good thing that we can use them so easily. I don't know if it is the lazy man's credit league table, but I'm not sure about it. I'm particularly not sure about the question mark. And is it in defiance of science? By which I mean the enormous precision that we use for these factors. It strikes me that it is more precision than needed for a space rendezvous. Now, this strikes me as a little bit over the top. Do we really need impact factors with, you know, points and then four or five numbers behind the decimal point? That's what we see. And then we rank them according to those very precise measurements. Okay. Now we have new metrics, as Mark just said. That was also discussed, as you saw in the lineup of speakers. Peter Binfield from PLOS was there. We have these categories of metrics. I think one is still missing, which is really this one. The number of formula in an article. I would like to see that, because if it's too many, then I don't know. I better pass on. You know, and I would better go somewhere else. Anyway, what do these metrics mean, and the resulting ranking? I call them Mac journals and Mac articles, by which I don't mean anything derogatory, of course. It's just that it is a very narrow band of variability. If you look at all these, don't look at Nature or Science. I mean, they're outliers in the field. But if you look at the whole field of all these journals, many of them, you know, 0.001 difference in various factors. And I wonder if the whole system is not really something like this, you know, just the inside of the ivory tower going up and down, and it's not even as serious as this, I think, it's just more like this. Now, I've got a graph here. The This is a graph that has been sort of built on the fly, so to speak. And one caveat here, of course, this is purely fictional. But the thing that strikes me, though, if you see a graph like this and you don't know that it's fictional, it's also, of course, very believable that we take all manner of decisions about careers and what have you, and about the status of scientists purely on the basis of things that really should not be used for that. And what strikes me is that might there be something like this going on? We have all these factors, and we measure them. And of course, in the back of our heads, we always have the impact factor. That's still the case. But what does it mean? What is the societal impact of all these things? Is it? I came across a report. It's quite a big report, 80 pages or so. And I looked at how often. This is an assessment report of the impact of scientific stuff in Britain and international practice. And the word citation was used exactly twice, and the word impact factor was used not at all. And quality, there's a lot of talk about quality, and so clearly in these studies, quality and impact factors and things like that are not really associated with one another. We live in a system, of course, where we want to influence the world, we want to influence other people. It is an acknowledged economy in which we live, the ego system and a return on influence. But I really think we should think more about what is the influence on society as a whole, and do we have metrics for that? I'm not aware of them. So we are in a situation where that was already commented on by Einstein. Are we really measuring the right things? Are we just not counting just because we can count it rather than because it's meaningful? So are the articles that I cited most also the ones that are worth citing most? Or the most used articles, are the ones that are worth using most? I think those questions we ought to internalize and maybe do something with those questions. Are they worth it for science and for society, or we end up with something like this as being the most important article, which of course by now we probably think differently about. This is cold fusion. Julia Lane of the National Science Foundation was also in Washington. Well, it was a bit of a home match for her, of course, but she just put that question there. I get these comments about what is the impact of your research, and then it is about added a few people to my group, but the societal impact is of course what it counts. Now, can we ever truly know that? Maybe not. But let me give you, as the last slide, is a metaphor that I rather like, and that is the scientific published knowledge together. I rather like to see as an edifice, as a building edifice, and in which journals and articles and what have you are the elements that built this whole edifice, and including the ivory tower. Yeah. Now, my view is that if you rank journals and papers and people and so on, you inject a qualitative difference that is perhaps not so useful. Because if you think about it as an edifice, then you might think that this hardcore rubble at the bottom, there's low quality and all that. But if you didn't have that, the whole edifice would collapse. So my view is that if you rank things, you have to be very careful not to rank the meaning out of them, so to speak, to say, okay, this is a very low ranking and they're worthless, because they may be the inspiration for someone else to it may be the foundation of something that is eventually very, very useful and powerful and important. And this is what I have to say. Thank you very much. Did I stick you?
Thank you very much, Ian. And it's interesting we've moved on from metrics to some very, very broad philosophies. There's very little time. Does anyone dare ask a question?
Do you say that because it's tea time, or do you say that because it's me?
You just wowed them so much. Does anyone actually have a burning question? One question. No, everyone is good. Desperate for a cup of tea. But well, please join me again in thanking all the four speakers for a very excellent session that's taken us from. Thank you. Good talk, good closure.